all future debt-free millionaires. This is Zach Edwards with the Debt-Free Millionaire Podcast and Personal Finance Course. That's right, we are teaching you about everything finance. Now, today might seem a little different because today we're going to be talking about animals, but it has everything to do with finance. Animals are expensive to have. They are amazing when it comes to companionship and self-esteem and mental health, all these different things. They're great for guarding you, depending on what kind of animal, or producing food, depending on if you have types of livestock. But at the same time, they are still expensive. Make sure you know what you're getting into before you actually buy them. So if you're getting a new animal, be careful. Now, the one I wanted to show you is actually my dog. It's Molly. Molly is a black lab. She's a little bit of a mix. As you can see, she has a little bit of a white patch on her toes right here. So she is great to have around. She is perfect around little kids. And when I got remarried, I had a two-year-old. Well, no, at the time she was 3 years old, just turning four. And Molly loved her. Now, at the same time, this three-year-old wreaked havoc on her. And so all of a sudden, she wasn't always wanting to be around my daughter. But Molly was great because she didn't bark. She rarely barks now. She now learned it from her neighbors. But she was very gentle when it came to people. And very subservient, very loving. But one thing to know about Molly, like all pets, is that they are expensive. When we got her, she was actually a stray. We found her down the street at a park, and she followed us home all the way. And when we looked for the owner, no one came forward. No one was looking for her. So we said, okay, maybe we should keep her. So then we had to buy her. Well, let's go through all the different expenses that a dog has. Now, a dog has food. Like humans, dogs love to eat. They want to eat. Sometimes you have to keep them from eating because they will eat everything in their bowl if you give them too much. And that's actually not healthy for them. Normally, we feed them morning and evening, and sometimes a small lunch. So you're constantly feeding them. So this feeding also takes your time as well. So you have to have a lot of time to be able to take care of them. Now, with feeding, you could actually put an automatic feeder. That's what we did. And so that took care of a lot of her food. And actually, just so you know, I'm going to share this little scene with you. You can see her down there. She's actually with me in my office. So you can see she's taking her nice little nap. Now, sometimes she's not the best fragrance. It's not, she doesn't bring the best fragrance with her. But, oh, you know I'm talking about you, huh? Yep. So this is Molly. She is my little black lab. It's a beautiful dog. And she keeps me company while I'm doing this podcast. But to know, she is expensive. And if you are just starting out, you may want to second think getting a dog. My daughter was actually saving up money for a mental health service dog. But she found out how expensive they were. And she saved and saved and saved. And finally, she decided that she wasn't going to go after that. She was going to get herself a car instead. And so that was actually probably the better thought process for her, because she wanted to be able to drive back and forth from the university she's going to be attending. And so keeping a dog when you're in college, very hard. Even a service dog is still hard to do. But you have to buy all these different accessories besides food. So you have to buy the bedding. You have to buy treats. You have to buy chew toys. Anything that the dog needs, like a collar or a leash, in order to be part of the family. Again, she's part of the family. You need to take care of her. If you don't have the money, you shouldn't get a pet at this time. A lot of people who live off welfare or even Social Security, it's their companion. But sometimes they can't even afford it because they would rather pay for their dog's food than their own food. That's not smart. But again, the companionship is very important to a lot of people. What else happens? Okay, so accessory and food. Those are normal things that always have to be taken care of. What about medical expenses? Now, medical expenses for a dog, if they go in for their annual checkup, maybe even twice or every 2 years, that's okay. But they need to be spayed or neutered. They need to have their checkups. They might, and they need their shots. But also, if they get sick, they need to be taken care of. Again, it's a family member. You can't just say, well, you have these tumors, and even though everything else is good with you, we can't afford to do it, so we're going to put you down. No, you don't do that to a family member. Okay, what about shelter? You do have to shelter them. Whether it's a doghouse outside, if you want her to be outside. But what if you're going on vacation? Then you need to board them as well. And boarding them is basically to pay someone else to take care of them, whether it's at their location or at your home. Now, they are normalized at their location, in their own environment. So if you can, take care of them at the house. Have someone else do all the grooming, the walking, the feeding. That brings up the next part. You have to spend time with her or him. You have to be able to give them the time that they need in order for them to be able to go on walks or socialize. They're stuck in a house. If they're all by themselves, there's no socializing unless you socialize with them. If you have kids, great. They have plenty of socializing. They'll actually want some isolation at that point. Grooming. And again, time. Time is money. And dogs are very expensive in all different ways. But they are so great to have. So it doesn't matter what kind of breed you're going to have. What kind of breed you have. Anything from a Chihuahua, who doesn't have much for... Maybe they're an alarm system. But they can't really protect you. To a pit bull or bulldog, they can protect you. But as you start getting bigger, these dogs really can protect you. The bigger they are, the more expensive they are, because the more food it will take them to live. So here's my black lab. Here's Molly. If I wanted a German Shepherd, that's great protection. It's going to be more money for one. They're expensive dogs. Black labs, you can find a stray black lab all the time at the pound or at some shelter, animal shelter. Now, if you're going to think about getting someone like this Afghan dog from Afghanistan, look at all the hair. Yeah, you're going to need to groom them. It's expensive. And they're not much to show, except they do go to the dog shows for some reason. So I don't know all the benefits of this dog. I just thought it was really expensive to look at. Now, what about the next one? Okay, so this is actually Tiger. Tiger is my cat. Tiger is the queen of the house. At least she thinks so. And so she'll take over the whole house. Wherever she wants to go, she can go. Except if the dog's in the way. Now, earlier I was recording something, and the dog was laying across the hallway, and Tiger went straight up to Molly, and Molly didn't move because she was trying to sleep, and Tiger would not walk past her. She was very nervous around her. But with a cat, they're just like dogs in the sense that they are expensive, but they're less expensive. Cats take care of themselves most of the time. They'll groom themselves. They'll find themselves their own food if they're outside cats. Inside, they need a litter box, which can be expensive. That's the expensive part. They might need food if they are an indoor cat, or even a partially indoor cat. Tiger is an 85% outdoor cat. She'll disappear for a week or two, and then she'll come back. Especially when I go out running in the morning, she'll go running with me. She'll go running for part of the time, then stop, and I'll keep going. And then on my way back, she'll meet me and run the way back. It's really funny. Everyone laughs when they see us running together. But Tiger loves to run with me, and she actually just wants to get inside the house, and she knows if she goes with me, she'll be able to go inside the house. And so I let her inside the house, I feed her, and then she sleeps on my son's bed for the next 8 hours. So, and then during the evening, she'll go outside and start hunting again. But she'll take care of her own walking, her own shelters. Cat's a great one to have, especially if you don't have much time, and the money's not that bad as well. So what else can we say? Oh, and sometimes they're very cute and cuddly, like this one. And sometimes not so much. This is a Persian, and it is newer born. Not newly born, newer born. I hope she actually gets to look a little bit better than that. But she's cute. I mean, she is a kitten. So what other animals can you do for less money? How about a chicken? So I actually have 4 chickens. These are my chickens. And they produced 3 eggs inside the coop. Come to find out, after I took this picture, there was one behind the coop as well at a nest that I knew about but had not checked. So I actually had 4 eggs, 4 chickens. Every day they produce 3 to 4 eggs. So that's about 90 eggs. So, sorry, that's let's say 3 eggs for 30 days. It's like 90 eggs. That's like 7 dozen eggs. How much does a dozen eggs cost? It costs about $3 per dozen. How much do we eat? We each eat at least that. So we're saving, again, 7 dozen times 3, almost 8 dozen, times $3 makes it $21. For food, I pay what? I pay, and that's for normal eggs, $3. Organics are like $5. So normal eggs, I'm making money because I only spend $20 on their month worth of feed. And then I pay for water, of course, and my time to take care of them. There's no grooming. There's no walking them. Shelter is something that you buy up front. It's their accessories. It's their chicken coop. Or even build it. I built mine. I built all of mine. And they take over part of my yard. Those are the expenses for them. And I get organic eggs every day between 3 and 4. It's 7 to 9 dozen every month. And I spend $20 on their feed. I make money off these animals. And if I wanted to, I could actually sell the eggs as well. And so they love having me around. They're so docile. They're so domesticated that when I walk up to them, they hunch down and put their back up so that I can pet them. They actually like being pet. Being picked up depends on which one. Some will run away if you try to pick them up. Some of them will just say, okay, that's fine, and stiffen up. But chickens are great to have. The food, they pay for their own food. Now, if the eggs went back to 3 years ago, before inflation went up, they were about $1 or even less, the eggs were, for a dozen. So that's $9, and I was paying $20 for a feed. So it's not always the best when it comes to it. But we had chicken eggs, normal chicken eggs, go up to $5 a piece, organics go up to $7 a piece. That was where it got really expensive. And having chickens was the thing that saved us financially. So this is a great pet to have. They're not exactly the cute and cuddly ones like cats or dogs, but they are nice to have. And one last one. Now, if you don't have much room and you don't have much money, and especially if you don't have any room, you can't have chickens. If you don't have much room, you can't have a dog or cat. If you're in a rental, you can't have a dog or cat. Sometimes people will let you have a fish or a lizard, a reptile. That's great. They stay in a terrarium. Their feed is fairly low, especially fish. It takes a little bit of time to take care of them. And as long as you're taking care of them, they'll take care of the rest. Everything else, they'll do their own walking or swimming. Shelter, you've already paid for it. You might have to pay for more water. And you might have to take the time to feed them. Not might, you will have to take the time to feed them. But that's it. Letting out grubs into spikes. This is actually my bearded dragon. This is my daughter's bearded dragon. Spike loves mealworms. But he'll also eat lettuce. And he drinks water. Lettuce, it's just the scraps. After we're done with a head of lettuce, he eats the scraps. We just cut it up in smaller pieces so he can eat, digest it. So he takes care of himself. And he's actually quite happy that way. He's fine with being picked up, but he'd rather be in his nest or letting him go in the grass and running off and trying to get away, which he can't do. But that's enough for another story. So when it comes to animals, they are all always expensive. There's other ones that you can have that take a lot more time and effort. There's horses. If you want to have a horse, it's a lot more time and a lot more money. Bees, a lot more time. The upfront cost for bees is expensive. But after that, they usually just take care of themselves and you just reap the benefits of their honey. Rabbits. You can eat a rabbit. You can cuddle with a rabbit. The rabbit does not want to be cuddled. Some do. Some do not. So it depends on the rabbit. You can have spiders, you can have frogs, you can have a hamster. Those ones are usually less expensive when it comes to taking care of them. Yes, you can have spiders. People have spiders all the time. So I know you might be squirmish, but people have spiders all the time and they do fairly well taking care of themselves. You put in a little bit of food, they do the rest. So these are all different things when it comes to animals. But know that when you're starting off, when you're just getting into life, every animal that you think about having has a price tag with it. Not just the price of buying the animal itself, but taking care of it. And it's not just one time fee, it's a long extended times of fee. All money that you spend on that is less you can spend on yourself for your needs or your wants. And it's also less money that you can put towards investing and investing in your future and becoming self-reliant. So consider that the next time you think, I want to get an animal when I go off to college, or when I leave high school, or I leave or do anything. Animals are great to have around, and they are great for your mental health, but don't buy them if you can't afford them, especially if you can't afford their food or taking time and playing with them. Because remember, these are not inanimate objects. They are living creatures. Living creatures want interaction with their environment, including you. If you're going to buy them and then neglect them, or if you're going to buy them and not feed them, that's animal abuse. You don't want to be known as an animal abuser. So know that it's costly to have any of these. When it comes time that you have the money and you have money to spare, please buy up a dog, buy up a cat, buy chickens. That's what I got. Buy Spike or a Spike. I actually have frogs on the outside of my house that I call my pets because we raised them from tadpoles. And now they live in the pond on the side of our house. It's a 3-tier pond and they jump from pond to pond and get insects from all of them. There's 2 of them. There's actually 1 more tadpole. Hopefully he grows up into being a full-fledged bullfrog. They're noisy, but they are great to have around. Other than that, that's all of our animals. And we are not going to be getting any more because my wife will not let me have any more. I wanted a turtle. We actually had a snapping turtle, but something happened to him, disappeared. I have no idea where he went. So stay tuned for tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about real estate. We're going to go back into regular finances. Yesterday we talked about self-esteem and your mental strength and stability. Are you going to be a victim or a victor? Are you going to be a someone fixed in their mentality or someone that's going to have growth mentality, meaning you can actually get out of anything. You can grow. You're the success. Or are you going to have a fixed mentality where you're not going to be able to succeed, or a success mentality? It does not matter where you come from. Does not matter what your background is. I had this discussion with my, I call her my second mom, but it's basically my mom's best friend. And she is, she's from a different background as I am. And so she doesn't see her culture, her community, having the same mentality. But it doesn't matter what culture you're from, what community you're from. Everyone can have a growth mindset or a fixed mindset. You get to decide. Go back to yesterday. Go see that episode. That's week 7, day 2. And that is on your mental health and your mindset, your mental fortitude to do better and to grow and to learn from your mistakes and expand on other people's mistakes. Grow from them. Become stronger because you have opposition in your life. You are fully in control of that. So that's what we talked about yesterday. Today we talked about pets. Tomorrow we're going to go back to the regular finances, and that's real estate. So I can't wait to hear from you. Put your comments below if you're listening to the podcast, or if you're watching us on YouTube, put your comments below. We'd love to hear what you have to say and your thoughts. Can't wait to talk to you next time. Take care, and we will see you tomorrow. Bye.